Thank you for joining me on today's Zesty Garden. And we're looking at our segment of recommended houseplants. Shane Taylor from Cactus and Tropicals in Salt Lake City is my guest. He's their horticultural specialist and buyer. And today we're going to look at pothos. And this is one that you sometimes see a lot in people's homes. Tends to take a little bit of a beating, especially when it comes to light. But you've got one here that's variegated, and it's just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, the one I've got here today in the studio, they call it the Enjoy, which is a miniature variegated pothos. It's a recent introduction. Pothos, yeah, you know, I'm always joking with our customers saying this is the plant you could probably run over with your car and it would survive. You could just take that one leaf that's left and stick it in water and off it would go again. They're a great plant. And one of the reasons they're so common is because they are so hardy, is they are a plant that is a must have. And if you look at some of the clean air literature about plants that are good at removing toxins from the air, pothos is going to be right up there at the top of the list. It is one of those plants that has gone under many studies to show the different things that it will pull out of the air. And they're amazing. They're great. You can put them in a wide range of light. They could sit in a sunny window. They can sit in a dark basement. They're just amazing.
So a dark basement would be like if it just had overhead fluorescent, that gives it enough light?
That would give it enough light. Of course, a good rule of thumb with pothos is the more variegation the leaf has, the more light it needs. And that seems a little backwards for people who are familiar with outdoor plants, because it's usually the more variegation, the more shade it needs. Mm-hmm. But for indoor plants, it's exactly the opposite. So if you've got a really light-colored leaf that with a lot of white in it, you know that they need a little bit brighter light. Whereas the pothos with the dark green leaf, the one they call the green jade, that can survive under artificial lighting and do great indefinitely. As long as it's being watered properly and cared for, they'll do great. Pothos does want to run, though. It'll start in its pot, and a lot of people don't realize that in order to keep it under control, you got to really chop at it, and you want
to
make
sure. So it's okay to cut off as it keeps running?
Oh, yeah. It's very recommended to keep your pothos pruned back, because it will put all its energy into one or two trailers, and it will go. And the pot that it was started in will then suddenly be an empty pot with a stem coming out, and then you'll see the foliage part of the plant will be 5-10 feet away, you know, up the window or down the bookshelf, wherever you set it, they've decided to start traveling. And it's very common for pothos out in nature to germinate possibly miles from where they die.
Wow.
Just because they travel, they run. So keeping them pruned back encourages them to stay thick and full and to put their growth into multiple different vines. So I prune mine back about once every 2 to 3 months. I'll take the longest 2 or 3 trailers and chop them back.
Okay, so you only keep about how many trailers altogether?
Well, actually, with the size of pothos I have, they probably have more than a dozen different trailers. But I'll look for the 3 longest trailers, and I'll cut them back. And then so 3 months later, I go to prune it again, and those that I've just cut back have now set off new offshoots and have started coming back from the center of the pot, and I'll take the next 3 longest trailers and cut them back.
So by the end of the year, you've pretty much gotten your whole pot.
Yep, and it's all fresh growth constantly coming off of the plant, and it's keeping it the right size for me, because I don't want it to get too huge. And I don't really want it to grow in a big, long line away from its container. I keep it hanging in my window, and I want it to look nice and full and healthy. So that's one of the ways of keeping it a little bit fuller.
This is really interesting information for me, because I had a pothos when we moved into our house 17 years ago, and I had it on the counter, and our kitchen is on the north side of the house. So there wasn't a lot of natural light coming in, and it just started looking what I call leggy. It was dropping. The ones that were coming out from the pot itself, there were no leaves on it. So it just wasn't looking very good. And it sounds like to me, if I had just pruned those back would it produce more once it's dropped leaves off?
Yeah, where you cut the stem back, it will produce new leaves at that point. So if you cut the stems back to just a few inches off the soil, if you follow those real long trailers up to the soil and make sure that you can see where the old leaves were, the old mm-hmm. nodes, and you want to leave at least a couple of those nodes because that's going to be where the new stem comes out of. And you cut it at that point, and sometimes one stem then will turn into two. Instead of having one trailer in that spot, you'll then have two. So it will keep it much fuller, much better looking if you keep them trimmed back on a regular basis. Plus, if you're a person who likes to propagate plants on your own, if you have friends that like plants, every time you cut one of those stems off, you can then take that stem, stick it in water, stick it in soil, and you've got a whole new pothos right there.
Wow, so they'll reroot.
They'll reroot very easily. Probably one of the easiest plants to get to root and to propagate that I can think of.
How long would you let them trail before you prune them back?
I let mine trail about 18 inches.
So not very much.
Not very much, but I have a smaller space. I don't want it to get too huge. My windows at my house are packed with plants, so all the plants have to share that light. I can't let my pothos take over, and it would. It's the opportunistic plant that will take over anywhere you put it.
A pothos, like the one you have here that's variegated, the more variegation or the more lighter colors in the leaves, the more light that it needs.
That's correct.
And the darker the leaf, the less light it needs. So yeah. If you live in a basement or just don't have a north exposure, find one that's darker.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, that sounds pretty easy. And keep it cut back to about 18 inches. And then what kind of soil do you put it in?
Just regular old potting soil. They're not very fussy about the soil that they go in. Make sure, just like any plant, that you never let them stand in water. If you are rooting them in water, of course, that's one thing, but you don't want soil to be submerged in water. They are easy. You water them about once a week. Check them about once a week, see if they need it or not. They can be like other plants where you can let the plant wilt slightly between watering, and when you water it will pop right back up.
Do they ever blossom?
You know, they do flower. Philodendrons all bloom. They bloom with that spath and spadix flower, but it's not very common. I've seen one pothos flowering, and that was on a golf course in Hawaii, and I've never seen one in the shop or in my house ever bloom.
Okay. Well, Shane, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
You've been listening to The Zesty Garden. Shane Taylor is the horticultural specialist and buyer with Cactus and Tropicals, and our recommended house plant this particular show is the pothos.